Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosemary Ramsey, and my husband, who doesn't have any sort of exotic name, Christopher.
That was absolutely pathetic.
I couldn't think of a better... What,
Rosemary Ramsey? I think you find I've got Christopher.
I think, yeah. It's not exotic, though. What did I mean? Like, just a differentiation.
Differentiation?
Anyway.
Different.
Welcome back to the podcast. Well, thanks so much for listening.
No. Let's not thank so much for listening. Let's thanks for... The fact that you think that Rosemary is exotic is ridiculous.
Biblical.
Is it?
Maybe.
For fuck's sake. I've talked about before how you buy all things. If somebody's got rosemary in or there's a sign with rosemary on the garden, you will just buy it.
I will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of biblical,
yeah.
When are we going to get our child christened?
What?
Because
which child?
The youngest one.
What?
He's not christened. No.
I'm sure I've been. I went to a christening recently. Yeah, I was doing stuff.
It wasn't his.
Oh, okay.
I keep seeing kids who are younger than him being christened. Like, right. You know, like actual babies. Yeah. He's going to be 9 by the time we get round to it.
Well, do we need him to be christened?
His brother is. I can't have one going to the pearly gates and the other one not.
Right, the other one. Just like, yeah, couldn't Robin not get Rafe in on a plus one?
I don't know how much pull he's going to have. What's his job going to be?
I don't know.
Who's he going to know? maybe not. We'll see.
God knows. Look, I'm just going to...
You're right, God does know.
But I'm going to have to change the fire. Explain to everyone what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, we've come into a room with a fire because... We're not putting the heating on.
I refuse.
Chris keeps talking about how there's just random toilets being heated with nobody in them, and it's really upsetting him. And they put the price. When are the prices actually going up? Have they gone up yet?
As with everyone else, I'm terrified. I've got some house shoes now, so I found a pair of trainers that were quite clean on the bottom, though, in my cupboard. I found them all quite clean on the bottom. I was like, right, they're my house shoes now. Even better than slippers because you can put a thick pair of socks on, put them on, lace them up.
Well, it's just absolutely... The amount that it's shooting up is... I can't believe it.
Well, hope you're all right out there and hope everyone's, you know, managing to get through it and stuff.
Do you know something that might make everyone a little bit cross?
What?
Not cross, just a bit jealous. So my sister and her husband, Kate and Michael. Michael told Kate last year, well, didn't tell her, but he sorts out all the heating. So he was like, look, put him on a fixed rate. And Kate at the time was like, why? It was a bit more expensive. And she was like, what's the point in that? What, you done that? Now, best thing ever.
And they're
on a fixed
that.
Rate. Oh. Yeah, because they'd say for the next 2.5 years.
Well, why would you do the podcast here for? I can't take the stuff to their house.
True.
She
works from home. I'm sure she has a blanket on her.
Right.
But yeah, not on a fixed rate.
So you walk around in a dressing gown left, right and centre as well.
Really good. It's got the... Honestly, temperature has dropped.
Yeah.
Something to do about gusts of wind from somewhere. I did watch the... It was on the weather the other day.
Hello, my name is Rosemary Exotic Ramsey. Welcome to my meteorological weather-based TED talk. So it's cold because of gusts of wind and that's somewhere.
No, right, okay.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Thanks for coming, everyone.
No, Chris.
Put a couple of quid in my little heating jar on the way out so I can put my radiators on.
I watched the weather report the other day and the guy was like, look, the temperature's dropping. There was a tropical storm somewhere in America.
Yep.
But then the wind from that storm has gone up to the cold country upstairs, and then that gust of wind is coming to us.
Stop talking. But it's gone. But you know what's really fucking annoying? What's really annoying? Everyone knows what I mean. Everyone listening to this who is a fan of you knows what you mean by it's gone at the cold country upstairs.
Do you know which one? What is it?
It's gone up to the
Antarctica,
the North Pole,
or the North Pole, right?
Yeah,
there
the
you
Arctic.
Go. Yes,
Antarctica as the south. The yep. North's the,
right then, yeah. It's gone up there. And then it's come, so it's gone up there, hot, right? It's hot wind up there. It's gone there, it's gone cold, and then it's coming down to us.
Right.
But when I saw it on the weather, do you know the first thing I thought?
What?
I can talk about that.
Right.
To anyone. Yeah. So anyone who's like, the temperature's dropped, I'm going to go, it's from America.
Don't.
It was hot there.
Do us a favour. Look, this is a safe space. I love you. People listening love you. Don't be.
I've only done it once.
No, don't be subjecting strangers out in public to that fucking gobbledygook, right? Because a van will pull up and take you away. You will be locked up. Stop it. Don't. Hey, it's got a bit cool, hasn't it? Well, funny you should say that, mate. Because there was a hot wind, right? And it went upstairs. Right?
To the cold country.
Madam, can you please step back? Please stop talking. Honestly, Rosie, you start saying that to people in public, you're going to get pepper sprayed. Someone's going to pepper spray.
Take our kids off her.
Someone's going to go, back, fiend. Hey.
Well, there's me thinking that one little minute of weather report I could tell everyone.
Yeah, no. Well, what you should have done was listened. That would have worked.
I did.
You gleamed it, momentarily gleamed it like you normally do. Mm. So we've got the fire on, so I just had to, I'd quickly turned the little air thing off and it went out. So I've got the fire on in this current room that we're in.
No idea how them air things work.
You let more air into the fire and it burns more.
Goes crazy.
Side to side. God damn you. Oxygen fuels a fire. I'm trying to tell you. That's the thing. That's the problem, right? You went, I've got no idea how that works. And I went, okay, I'll tell you. And you went, outside to side. What? And you actually turned away. You actually looked in the other direction. You're a fucking dick. God, being your teacher at school must have been horrible.
I don't understand.
Well, Rosemary, if you'd like, turns away.
I don't think any of them liked this, but I was good at acting like I knew what I was doing.
Mm, yeah.
I think that's how I got through school, you know.
Winging it.
Blag Central.
Yeah, Blag Central.
That's why so I did quite well throughout the whole of school. I was in quite top sets, right? But then it came to the exams. Failed miserably, and I think they all went,
that was the one they
realized. How did that happen?
Yeah,
she's been cheating,
just been cheating and lying
for years.
Yeah, cheating and lying, brilliant. We got the fire on because, like Rosie said, I don't like putting the heating on, and then you go into a room that you've never been in all day, and you touch the radiator, and it's fucking blasting. And
turn the radiators off.
Who's got time to trek around turning all the separate radiators off? Because then you forget. And then, I'd rather just put a jumper on, put a pair of shoes on.
And I bought the Bernard duvet.
There we go. Bought my duvet. Happy days.
We're hats and gloves for bed.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Anyway, guys, hope you're all right away. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for joining us. It is episode. Watch out!
What?
It's episode 187, bitches.
Is that?
Woo, woo! That's the sound of the police. Woo, woo! That's the sound. 187, watch out.
Is that a number for the police or something?
Yeah, do you not know what 187 is?
I have no idea.
You are the least street person.
What does it mean?
California Penal Code 187 is the code for murder, death, kill, for a murder. You'll often hear rappers say they're going to commit a 187.
Holy shit.
Means they're going to kill someone.
I never knew that.
Says 50 Cent in one of his songs when talking about his gun, you meet him, your destination's hell or heaven, because I only bring him out for that 187.
Wow.
So
there's me thinking, is it not a type of gun?
No. What the hell? Do you see what I live with?
Chris, just by looking at you, you don't really look like you know all about Californian death codes. So wow. I'm sorry if I'm just going to question it.
Listen.
Mr. fucking nerd over there.
Listen, right?
It's got in one of your Lego bits, is it? 187. Did you find that out on Minecraft,
I can't believe this. I'll 187 you in a minute, I'll tell
you that. It's got AK, what they're called? AK-87s. The guns. I don't call them guns.
AK-47s.
Anyway.
Yes.
Wasn't that far.
God, you're an idiot.
This is the intro, man.
God, right, listen, without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Episode 187. This week's sponsor is, the sponsor's been in touch. Apparently I'm rambling a bit too much with the sponsors.
Right.
Apparently we've got to get straight to the point, straight to what it is, straight to the slogan, in and out.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ready for this week's sponsor? This week's sponsor is Curry Farts.
Oh, God.
Hey, they smell a bit like your curry, but mainly like farts. Curry Farts. Right, let's crack on.
Curry farts sometimes make you want a curry again. If they're really potent.
That's the weird thing about curry fart. Yeah, yeah. If you can get a curry fart that smells so much like the curry you had, you go, oh, that's actually all right.
Tonight, yeah.
That's all right. I'll have that again.
Curry farts.
I'll heat that up.
From anyone else, make you want to die. From yourself, quite comforting.
You love your own brand.
Yep,
curry
always.
Farts. Love your own brand.
I quite like the kids' fart as well.
That's weird. Okay,
is it?
Let's talk about that. You like the kids' fart.
I just don't
Robin's starting to fart like a bloke now.
They do smell, but I don't mind the smell of the kids, isn't that? Is it because of mine?
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the smell of your farts. I'm just
putting I don't like yours out. Either.
Great.
But you didn't come from my vagina.
No. Well, I've been there. I've visited. once in a blue moon.
Mate, you and everyone else in Shields.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right, it's got one of them little ticket machines. You take a ticket and you wait.
Like Dixon's.
Like a pork shop. Very much like a pork shop. I take you to the pork shop. I make you lick my pork chop.
Oh,
50 cents all over this today.
I forgot to tell you something. Oh, I don't know whether to say it on here.
Brilliant. Just while you think whether to say it or not, when I said about you wearing dressing gowns, can we talk about the fact that, I know it's still the intro, but can we talk about the fact that the other day you went to drop Robert off at school in some trousers that he deemed to be pyjama pants, so he went berserk at you. he's so fucking sassy now.
Got a pair of joggers, Scampton Dude, they're lovely, right? Yeah. I wear them a lot.
Well, the joggers available.
And but I've never actually worn them in bed asleep,
right.
But I wear them, you know, up until bedtime, mm-hmm. and then I put my pyjamas on. Mm-hmm. Robin was absolutely fuming that I came to drop them off at school in them pants, because he was like, them are your pyjama pants? I was like, they're not. They're like me loungy pants.
He's got you.
Let me grab them and like wafted them around, going, there, mummy, you wear them for bed. I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? I felt like saying, there's loads of people's parents drop them off in pyjamas.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Why can't I?
It is frowned upon. It was a big thing a while ago, wasn't it? Where they did the whole chaff thing.
Onesies used to come when I worked at the nursery.
Kicked off about it, didn't
they? Yeah, they used to come in onesies. I get wrong.
Can we, again, still the intro, sorry and all that, but who cares?
Chris, it's your podcast.
It is not. It is my podcast. You know what you said now? She said it there. Did you all hear that? Did you all hear that? Can we talk about yesterday? How
talk about whatever you want, babes.
Rafe was grabbing a hold of you, and you went, you're so rough, Rafe, you're so rough. And I went, God, yeah, Rafe, we're so rough. Why is he so rough? Can you remember what Robin said?
No, that reminds
me. Robin went, so dark and so strange. Robin went, because he was born to fight. Because he was born to fight.
Which made us laugh, which in turn is probably bad.
Maybe we shouldn't laugh when he says stuff like that, but it was really good.
He said to me the other day, which Steph was howling at, but I can't remember now.
So far in this intro, we've had something you decided you can't say on the podcast.
Oh, no, I can't. Do you want us to say it?
Yeah. What
so,
was it?
You know how I went abroad last week?
Yeah.
I've always thought I had quite a tidy vagina, right? Like, it's not that bad. It's not like, it's quite well put away and it's nice, okay? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Do you agree? You married us. Was it for your me vagina as well?
It's specifically just for your vagina. Yeah. I had to discount all of your other bad points.
Well, I put a pair of trousers on. And Gemma, my friend, took a picture of us in these trousers. Holy shit. Yeah. They were eating my vagina. Like, I had the worst camel. I had to go get changed.
You mean your vagina was eating your trousers?
Yes.
Right, okay.
The camel, the hoofage like of the camel.
The camel toe.
Was shocking.
Okay.
We laughed about it in the taxi to the restaurant because I did zoom in on it and I showed my other friends in the back and I said, gobble, gobble.
Brilliant.
Someone's hungry.
Brilliant.
But I was quite upset about it. So now I've been on the Peloton 2 days in a row.
Right, okay.
So my vagina has even put on weight. I didn't think that was possible.
Think
you could put things in and you get fat lips. But here I am.
I can see it. I can see like a YouTube ad for a fitness boot camp. Say, hey, is your fanny fat? Well, join Fanny Fat's Furious Boot Camp.
Well, what I'm going to do.
Flap camp.
So we're on a bit of a health kick. So I'm going to keep that forward.
I'm not.
Well, I am. And then I'm going to try them trousers on in a month and see if they're any better.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to have something to look forward to.
Goals. Hashtag goals.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, there we go. Well, if I wasn't ready for a jingle, I bloody am now.
Mm-hmm.
Play that jingle.
Let's talk about me fat vag. Everybody saw me fat vag.
God.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
And,
lovely
yes,
to have you back.
Yes, while you were listening to that jingle, Rosie did show me that photo and it wasn't as bad as you'd made out.
It is bad.
I'm going to blame the trousers.
Right.
I'm on your side here.
Well, you have seen my vagina in the flesh.
Yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, yes, numerous times.
Why do you say it like you're embarrassing me, husband?
Well, that's just because millions of people listening. Millions of people listening. Fucking idiot. Millions of people listening.
You've got to forget about that.
Fair enough, yeah.
Honestly, I forgot about that years ago.
Yeah,
the amount of stuff I've said on here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, it's when people, again, we've said it before, when people collar us and remind us of something I said, I go, I can't remember I said that, and I'm mortified that I said
it. No, same. But like, want to die. Yeah. Do you remember when you said that about such an... And I'll go, oh, Jesus. God. Yes, don't
Thank
remind
God
us.
For Daisy, our producer, who does steer most of the terrible stuff and just puts it in the recycling bin.
That is true. Thank you, Daisy.
There we go. But yes, the photo wasn't as bad as she was making out, so don't worry about it.
You know what I put on Instagram.
Stop being hard on yourself. Yeah, you probably will. Stop being hard on yourself. And if you want to continue being hard on yourself, come to my Fat Fanny hoof camp.
A hoof camp? Yeah, I will, mate. Camel's Absolutely. Hoof camp.
So there we go. What's been going on?
Well, speaking of Instagram.
Brilliant.
I put a picture on yesterday because I was getting questions from the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a picture on and the title of one of the emails was Smelly Mouldy Cum Rag.
Yes.
And I put another day at the office.
Yes.
Trying to be funny. So lots of people commented going, oh my gosh, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
Our mate Tom Fletcher of McFly.
McFly's Tom Fletcher, yes.
He commented saying, sung to the theme of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Fucking brilliant. He's a genius.
So funny. And I've decided to write some of the lyrics and
right.
to Chitty. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, should I do a posh voice?
We'll do whatever. Yeah, yeah. What, like a Von Trappy?
Like, oh, you.
Yeah.
Oh, you smelly mouldy cum rag, smelly mouldy cum rag, we love you. And our smelly mouldy cum rag, smelly mouldy cum rag loves us too. Near, far, it's a cummy scarf, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Smelly, smelly, mouldy, mouldy cum rag, our fine pre-woven friend. Smelly, smelly, mouldy, mouldy cum rag, our fine pre-woven friend. Smelly cum rag, smelly, smelly cum rag, fine pre-woven, what a dirty slag.
Oh, very good.
So thank you,
very
Tom.
Good.
Thank you, Tom Fletcher, for
yes. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that massively just now.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't enjoy it as much yesterday when I was trying to put a telly on the wall and you were practicing them words non-stop
yes.
and I was trying to put a telly
Did
on the wall.
Did you know why I was singing
yeah.
it?
No, you just kept doing it and I've got the tape measuring the fucking spirit level out. God, it was awful.
Wow.
God, it was awful. But it was really good there because I could really enjoy it properly.
Thank you.
So there we go. Brilliant.
And I shall be telling the story of the smelly mouldy cum rag.
I look forward.
So there's the hook.
Yeah,
stay,
that's it.
Don't go away.
You're learning from me.
You never do any hoops.
I do it every fucking week. Every week. I tease something.
No, you don't. You never tease now.
Are you gaslighting me?
No, I fucking tell you who is gaslighting
me. You are gaslighting me.
You're gaslighting me.
You're gaslighting me.
Speaking of tellies, do you remember what you said yesterday?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, you put a telly on the wall and then whilst you were doing it, you were like, I'm putting this up for you. I never asked for it to be put up.
Because it was in the kitchen, your space.
Wow.
That's where you live.
Wow. he's saying it all.
Sorry.
He's saying
Sorry,
it all.
Don't cancel us. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Oh, my God. Remember when we were talking about your fanny earlier?
Great.
Peace and prosperity or whatever. I'm doing the Star Trek hand thing.
It did look like that, upside down. Babadoo, 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 ba. I ordered a kettlebell from Amazon yesterday.
You've already got one.
Should be coming. What?
You've already got one.
Where?
You have got a kettlebell. I've seen a kettlebell around this house.
No, I don't.
You've got a fucking kettlebell, I'm telling you.
Do I?
Yes.
I've ordered a new one.
Brilliant.
Oh.
You've got two kettlebells now, congratulations.
Well, that's good actually because yeah. I did want to get the set, right? So it was cheaper, annoyingly, to get the set, but then I was like, who's going to have to carry that?
What do you mean? Oh, because the person delivering it?
Yeah, I felt a bit bad. It's Amazon.
I've often thought that.
I did. I genuinely was like, I can't order four kettlebells.
Yeah.
Imagine someone delivering your Amazon with four kettlebells. That's not fair.
I'm sure. Oh, bless you.
No,
that's
I don't
really
think
nice,
that's fair.
I'm sure they've delivered heavier stuff than that.
Possibly. I'm just going to do it on different days.
Wow. Okay.
Got prime, bitch.
You're going to spread it over the days.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Just order the rest of them at the same time.
I know, because someone will have to, they could break the bloody back.
Yeah, but the carbon and footprint and all, they've got to make loads of trips and the packaging and that. Just do it once, you lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with you? God, just give them a little, give them a little chocolate bar.
Or how to make us feel bad about something I was trying to be nice about.
Yeah, was it, well, what you've done there is a catch 22. I was going to make you feel bad either way.
Great.
So you're gonna, are you going to order them all in one go?
Well, I don't need them anymore, do I?
No? Well, no, I've got another one. Yeah. Don't know
where what is it, though?
It's fucking tiny.
What poundage is it?
Tiny. Really right. Small. I thought it was a paperweight when I first saw it.
Oh, well, then it's
not. It was novelty. Oh, it was a key ring.
No, you're taking the piss. I got a 4-pounder.
Right, okay.
So I think that's quite decent.
I don't know what that means. I don't work
4 pounds.
I don't know what pounds are. What's a pound? A bag of sugar?
You're taking the piss. Speaking like a man who's never used a kettlebell, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Speaking like a woman whose first ever kettlebell she's actually going to use is in the post. It's the one you had lying around, still got the fucking tag on it. Yeah, right.
I think I bought that one from TK Maxx.
Yeah.
And I bought it at the beginning of a shopping trip and very, very quickly regretted my decision. Walking around with a kettlebell.
I love that. Shall I order the set? No, I don't want to put them through what I went through that day in TK Maxx.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Get everything at TK Maxx.
Oh, I hate it when I hate it when you go to TK Maxx.
Why?
Just the shit you buy.
It's not shit. It's home sense.
It's awful.
Bloody beautiful.
Just so much stuff that we don't need that you just buy.
I haven't been for a while,
prints,
actually.
Lamps.
Oh. All of these things that make your house nice.
They make your house coloured.
You would live in a fucking squalor.
I wouldn't live in a squalor. I wouldn't live in a squalor. As I've said again, I would live in that white bit in the Matrix where they go in and before they ask for stuff.
Horrible.
You know, before he goes, I need guns, lots of guns.
I don't remember it.
Where it's just white. It's called the Construct.
Is it like the room that the naughty kid, the pirate kid from the cowboy kid from Willy Wonka?
Sorry, the what?
The cowboy kid.
This kid's just had 4 costume changes.
You know, the cowboy kid. No. Mike. He's called Mike.
No.
Have you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? You've never seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No, I've never seen it.
Are you shitting
it's been
me?
On. I've been in the vicinity while
you
it's been on.
You and Robin watched it recently?
And I was floating in and out of the room doing things.
Oh my God.
I've been
God.
In the vicinity while it's been on, but I haven't seen it all. Something about someone goes blue, someone floats, someone falls in some rivers of chocolate.
He gets Mike TV. I think he ends up in the telly.
Right.
You've never seen. You are.
No.
Oh, you sheltered little.
Right,
little.
Can we just get to the point? What room is it?
All it's white. It's just like a
big
white box.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
You never seen Augustus Gloop?
No.
Get sucked up the tube?
No, I thought Augustus Gloop was Matilda, the kid with the cake.
No, that's Bruce Bogtrotter.
Right. Okay. Jesus.
Brucey.
Right. Okay.
Brucey.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, Brucey. Honestly, never want a chocolate cake more after watching that program. You see in the film when he's eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
I haven't seen all of Matilda either.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
What did you do as a kid?
Just wanked.
I hope your mom's listening to this. Even though I know she won't.
I wasn't listening to her. Listen to one episode when E is a mad. Never listen to another one.
But you love the book.
I have so much time on our hands. She just fuck all.
Do you remember? She loved the book.
Read the book
she
in
was
one
like,
day.
Crying, laughing.
Read the book in one
loved
day.
Loved the book. Yeah. It's hilarious. I was like, you know, we do that every week. He's a mad.
He's a mad. You too. Done. End of review. End of interaction.
How
end
many
of,
stars?
End of consumption.
3.
3 stars, some funny bits. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. What is your beef?
What is your beef?
What is my beef? What is your beef? What
I
is
miss,
my beef?
I miss
what is
the
our
beefs.
Beef?
Do you miss
what
the
is,
beefs?
You're the one in fully
I know,
control
I just,
of them.
They'll come back.
Right, okay.
They're all on sabbatical.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm acting. I'll leave them. So, ladies first or gentlemen first?
I don't know. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. My beef with you currently...
Currently.
You keep doing it all the time, and it doesn't get as mad, it upsets us.
Ooh.
You keep picking Rafe up from a height by his hands.
Right.
Instead of putting your hands under his arms.
Right.
You're going to dislocate his shoulders.
Okay.
And it really upsets us, and I keep telling you all the time, please stop picking him up. So you just pick him up by his hands, and you just drag him, like, up a height, only, if you're above him.
Right, only in very certain situations. Most times I go hands under the armpits.
I know, it's only, like, at the park and stuff, but yeah. Chris...
If I'm up the top of the park, and you're passing him up, and I can't...
Oh, just lean down and get him under his armpits. Right. You're going to break his arms. And when the social services come around, I'll say, listen, he shouldn't see his dad anymore, because he did
Jesus
this.
Jesus Christ!
He did this.
Right. Look, all right, but you've picked a serious one now about a kid getting hurt. So this is, what am I supposed to do with this?
Because I feel like you just do it for, like, you think that you're being the cool dad or something, and you're, like, picking him up. Oh, look how strong I am. Look at me. I'm the best dad in the world.
Look how strong I am.
And I'm like, put your hands under his...
Is he heavier? So is he heavier? If I hold my hands, is he heavier than holding him under his
armpits? I just feel like he's going to pop a shoulder out.
Yes, okay. And I've tried to stop doing it, but sometimes I can't reach. When you were passing us up, I was at the top of the slide the other day, and you were passing us up, I couldn't reach to go under his armpits. Mm. And you shouting, making a scene in the park didn't fucking help, by the way. Right? And then we'll put them on the slide.
Make a scene wherever I want to make a scene.
I know.
It's my prerogative. What's your beef with me?
My beef with you.
Yes.
Is, right.
Oh.
So, dear listeners,
mm-hmm.
listen to this. On Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, Rosemary,
yep.
were in
She's
the house.
Nice.
We were just, it's an exotic name, isn't it? We were in the house and we were just having a little chat, as you do, talking about different things. And Rosemary decided in her infinite wisdom that she wanted the banister. The entire banister, which is painted white, she wanted the whole thing sanded. All of the little spindles, the whole lot sanded. I said, that is a massive job, by the way. Rosie reacted back with, and I've made a note of that. You said a few things, right? You were furious with me
mm-hmm.
for an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
You were angry all day Sunday
right.
with me.
This is actually a real argument.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I won it, which is the most important thing.
Oh,
pause. Listen to this, right? So you said things like, I've written them down. How do you know it's going to be a pain to do? How do you know it's going to be a job? You've got no idea about it, right? Then you said another thing, like, why do you always go to the negative about everything? And then you said, another sentence you said was, it's my house too, Chris. And then another thing you said was, I don't like being told that I can't do things.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you said was, I'm getting it done. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
The decorator came today.
I didn't see them all. That was throughout the day.
It was a full day of an argument. Mm. The decorator came today. Let's not talk about words. Let's just do a little impression of the noise he made when you told him you wanted the entire banister and spindles sanded. Do the noise right now for me. Do the noise that he made.
I don't know. You're going to have to do it.
I'll tell you the noise. The exact noise he made was... Oh,
didn't go on that long.
You'll notice as he made that noise. Where was I? I was in a different room. Where was I 2 seconds after he made that noise? I was right next to his. I ran. I heard him make that noise. I heard the question be asked. I heard him make that noise. I fucking sprinted through the house. I got right next to the decorator and I went, "Sorry, mate. What was that? You don't want to sand all this? You don't want to sand this down?" He went, "Oh no." I went, "Oh no." I went, "Is it a big job? Like, just is it a pain? Is it a big job? Is it a pain?" He went, "Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, better off getting a new banister," which is exactly one of the things I said that you were raging with us about. And I held in because I'm an adult, right? I held in my smugness. I held it in.
And you've waited till now.
Because the day was there. Oh, I held it
you've
in.
You've waited till now.
I went straight back down.
Yeah.
I wrote on my hand. Yeah. And I came through here. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, hope you feel big, do
it
you?
It was one of...
feel good, do you?
It was one of the greatest
good.
Moments
nice, great.
Of my life.
Yeah, well, personally, I think he's just a lazy bastard. No, I think he's right. It is a big job.
He's
it is
right.
a big job.
He's right, which makes who else right?
Does it make you right?
I think you're lazy.
No. Because you didn't want to get it done because you didn't want the dust.
Because it was a
and
massive job.
And you didn't want the mess.
Because it was a massive job.
So fuck.
That was right.
I don't care.
I was right.
You weren't right. And there'll
right.
be no apology right. coming from
right.
me.
I didn't expect it. But, you know, guys, you all heard it here. You know, it's like at the one of them, end of one of them sort of Netflix or like Amazon true crime documentaries where you hear that the person, all the terrible things they've done, and it says at the end, like, oh, no one's been prosecuted for the crime. But you know that they did it. And we know that you're wrong. We know that I'm right.
Really?
All right. That's
really?
What's happened there. Yeah.
Just watch a good documentary on Netflix if anyone's looking for something to watch.
Should you?
Can't remember what it's called. It's about... no, it's about...
I mean, like...
no, it's about a mother and daughter.
It
it's Italian.
Must have been fucking brilliant.
No, it's Italian. And she was a saleswoman and she sold on the shopping channel.
Yeah.
But then her and our daughter ended up selling online, selling lottery tickets.
Oh.
And like... glasses that you put salt in and they're just totally conned, like...
Glasses that you put salt
so
in?
A glass and you put water in with salt and then your lottery numbers would... And then people would ring and be like, me lottery numbers didn't come true, and they'd be like, you must have done it wrong.
Sorry,
you
sorry.
You need to watch it. It's very good.
The
really interesting.
They sold lottery tickets?
Yeah. No, they sold numbers.
Numbers.
So you'd buy the numbers and then you'd buy the salt that you put in a glass of water. And then your lottery numbers would come true, but obviously they didn't most of the time at all. And so people would ring and be like, they haven't come true. And they'd be like, oh, you must have done it wrong.
Aren't people fucking stupid?
I know. Well, they were in jail for a while.
Yeah. Good.
It's really interesting.
What's it called?
I don't. What's your lottery number? Should I Google it? So I think it's good to get a recommendation. Con women.
Salt. Salt con women lottery. Was it called Salt con women lottery numbers?
No, it wasn't the fake heiress. It wasn't inventing Anna.
Inventing a nana. Jesus, this is...
Oh, Queen of TV Scams.
Brilliant. There we go. Queen of TV
Scams.
Not what
I thought it would be called, actually.
No?
I thought it would be called something a bit more Italian.
You just watched it!
Oh, you don't look at what they're called, man.
You don't look at what they're called.
No, you don't.
I'm watching this good thing. What's it called? I don't look at that, do I? I look at all the other stuff. Do you like salt? Do you like numbers?
One MRQ, she was called.
Great. Fucking bullshitter. Professional bullshitters. Just like us.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Ew, you're so disgusting.
Ick. Come on then, it's icks.
This is possibly, I think, the most ridiculous ick. Ridiculous ick.
Ridiculous.
That I've heard yet.
Yep.
Right. You just can't do any right.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God.
Who boys can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been getting the ick with me recently.
Oh, it's been a beef before.
What, that'll go...
Oh, God.
Yeah, she hates it so much.
Why do you keep doing it?
I don't know, I just wanted a kiss off you and I go like oh, a kiss.
God.
Oh, she hates it so much.
It's just a minging thing that blokes do to women. Like,
oh, sorry, but I'm not a bloke, I'm your husband and I wanted a kiss off you.
Exactly.
Right?
I didn't marry the kiss man.
Well.
The kiss man from the strip,
maybe
I didn't marry
maybe
him.
Maybe you did, but you didn't know it yet.
I feel like I have.
I am the kiss man.
Please just don't do it anymore.
I can, I play the...
Hi Rosie and Chris, please keep me anonymous. The other day my youngest daughter was looking through some old photos that belonged to my mother-in-law. Among them she found a picture of my mother-in-law holding my now husband straight after he'd been born. Major ick. Don't know why. Vomiting face emoji.
So, a photo of her own husband as a baby made her want to be sick.
Literally the day he was born, give her the ick.
That's
how ridiculous. Imagine him later on trying to, and she's like, I can't look at you.
I'm not fucking a baby. There's no chance I'm fucking a brand new, fresh baby. You know, do you think I am some kind of animal?
It's horrible. Could be his bright red, screwed up, screaming face. Or could be the fact of knowing where he'd just come from.
He was a baby, you fucking dick. What, you didn't know that before? You didn't know, you thought he was born a fully grown man, you moron. Oh, get out. No, I'm not having that life.
It is ridiculous.
I'm not having that.
Do you want to hear one more?
Yes.
My sexy boss drove us to a conference and proceeded...
What? My sexy boss? It's like a fucking... It's like one of them stories people used to send into the porn magazines. Oh. Got a ride off me sexy boss in his car.
Well, my sexy boss drove us to a conference and proceeded to get a tea towel from the glove department to cover his legs whilst he ate a snack. That crush ended quickly.
Glove department?
He had a tea towel in there. Glove in the what's it? Glove compartment, it's called.
She wrote department.
She's wrote glove department.
Ick. Oh, she doesn't know it's a glove. Ick. Oh, me knob just fucking packed its bags and fucking jumped on a bus. Yeah, honestly. There's nothing wrong with that.
That person's wrote glove department.
Glove department. Oh, welcome to the real world, love. It's called a glove compartment.
No, I've got her back.
Wow, so he got a tea towel. Again, I respect that.
Give her the ick because she thought he was a sexy boss who just liked crumbs and that.
Sexy boss with fucking, look at him. Oh, look how sexy. Look at all the pastry all over his legs. Isn't he lovely, man? Look at that. Look at that mayonnaise on his knee.
I think the ick value is the fact that he had that in his glove department.
This is my tea towel.
Just stop like, calling it can you pass this new tea towel?
You're not going to start calling it department to get on my tits because I can tell that's what you're going to start doing. I'm nipping that in the bud right now.
Because my sunglasses in the glove department.
Honestly, if you see it, they're going straight out the window. I don't care what they are. Yeah, I know what you mean, the fact that he had it. But that's the kind of thing. Again, that's the kind of thing I do.
I know.
100%.
And you are the least attractive man that I've ever met.
Wow. Hold on. What about now?
Oh, God!
Back in the room.
Ick. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch with your stories, with anything, with your icks, it's shaggedmaradinoid@gmail.com. Thank you in advance, and thank you for all the ones we've got already. They're amazing. We love you.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. However, there would be no doubt who emailed if the person involved heard this, as this can only have happened to one person.
Cool.
Around 10 years ago for my hen do, me and my few friends went to Benidorm.
Classy.
We were a group in our late 20s and early 30s, so not young kids. We were having an amazing time and enjoying everything Benidorm has to offer on a hen do, Sticky Vicky and countless bucking broncos.
Sticky Vicky?
Sticky Vicky? No. Ping pong ball? Show? Out of her vagina? Sticky Vicky? Never heard of her?
I'm aware of the...
I thought everyone knew who Sticky Vicky
was. I'm aware of the sport, but I didn't know the athlete's name.
I'm sure we spoke about it before.
Right.
Because I'm sure we've said that it can't just be one person. She might have like...
She's
there
franchised
might be a few
it.
Yeah, of
she's
Sticky
franchised
Vickies.
It. Yeah. She's, so you, yeah, so she's, you go, you, you know, you realise you can fire stuff out of your vagina.
Yeah.
You go to the, you know, like a big, probably a big office unit that's just rented out.
Mm.
Loads of you come there.
Yeah.
You do a full day seminar. Uh-huh. You are trained up in the ways of Sticky Vicky. And then you go off all across the Costa del Sol.
Yeah.
And everywhere.
Europe,
and you do
maybe.
The, yeah, yeah. All and you Europe. Do the meeting. It's all franchised. So the money you get each night, 20% of that goes back to the original Sticky Vicky.
Like Subway.
Exactly like Subway and Domino's. Yeah. Cracking.
Okay. So they're in Benidorm, right? The last night arrived and my friends dragged me into a bar, having seen a male stripper I was about to come on.
Got you.
The stripper walked out, all 5 foot of him, sporting a shoulder length wet perm and a pair of red Cuban heels to complement his leather chaps.
Okay.
See, he sounds lovely.
Right.
My friends all gestured to him to make it clear I was the hen and he dragged me on stage. However, before the chaps came off, he let me go and brought another of my friends onto the stage.
Right.
A lovely but somewhat naive girl, a friend.
Oh, Jesus.
He sat her on a chair and wrapped a towel round his nether regions and her face before whipping the chaps off under the towel and throwing it out towards the screaming crowd.
Okay.
So he took his chaps off, but the towel is still over
his...
her face and his nether regions.
So the towel is going around him getting changed at the beach.
Yes.
But her head is also in the towel. Right, okay.
We were laughing, imagining
awful, by the way.
Awful, horrific. We were laughing, imagining her face behind that towel with her eyes tight shut, trying her best not to make contact with his presumably wet gelled pubes to match his hair. You ready for this?
Yeah.
In one swift movement, he whipped the towel away. The room came to a halt, and all that could be heard was a gasp from everyone in the room as we saw our friend sucking off the stripper. She slowly looked up, cock still in mouth, to the realisation that the towel had been removed and she was in full view, she ran from the stage. Our shock turned to concern as we all tried to figure out what to say to console her. I went to the toilet to find her. She was mortified. I told her it was fine and no one really noticed. That's when she told me why she was so upset. She thought people were shocked because she had failed at making him come by the time the towel was removed.
I'm a failure.
I had to explain that was not the name of the game, and at no point was she ever expected to suck a stranger's cock on stage or elsewhere.
What? Absolutely.
What?
Horrendous.
That's horrible.
Everything about that is horrendous.
I'm so embarrassed. It's okay. Nobody really saw. I can't believe it. It's all right. I didn't make him come. What a letdown.
I've got a reputation to uphold. It was him. It wasn't me. It wasn't me, was it?
No. The Dyson of Jesus. Durham. Eh, fun.
Wow. Awful. Awful. But awful is the only word that comes to mind.
I've seen a stripper before, just a male awful. Stripper.
Yeah.
It was horrendous.
Really?
It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Really?
Oh, God.
How come?
Just because it was like, I was just really shocked. And like,
just flopping his knob about
I just got a shock. I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, right. Okay. And then
what did you think was going to happen? He was going to stand there with all his clothes on?
No, I don't know. I'd never seen one before. Right. So I naively thought that it was just like a little da-da-da, like a dance and that.
Yeah.
Fully naked,
yeah.
Fully helicoptering,
yeah,
fully
yeah.
like, oh God, it was horrendous. It was absolutely the worst thing in the world.
Right.
And the poor hen, he like rammed a banana down her throat. Jesus. And I was just like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Don't ever, anyone who, I'll never ever want a stripper.
Oh,
I had the worst time ever.
That's, nah. Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's not my crack, like. It's not my crack at all. I don't know whether you're supposed to be. I don't know. I feel like what's weird is I feel like I'd offend the stripper because I feel like you can't be too
you've
frightened
never been,
and upset.
You've been to a strip club.
I've been surely. In a strip club in my past. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have. Yeah.
One time, Rosie.
Yeah,
you
one
can
time,
say
but it was.
Been in a strip
yeah, one time, but it was for you know it was for like a year.
Oh
I lived
yeah,
there.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
I've been to strip clubs before, but I don't know. I don't know where you have to look. I don't know where to look.
I think you meant look square in the tits.
Yeah, but I
think you're allowed. I think it's the one place you're allowed to ogle.
I feel like if you ogle too much, or I don't know, if someone got as a stripper for like a stag do or a birthday or something, one, I'd be devastated. Two, if I couldn't run away, if I was somehow cornered and I couldn't run away,
mm-hmm.
I feel like if you are too scared and too like, it would really offend them. But then I feel like if you are too into it, that would be terrible as well. I feel like there's no, I don't know where you would have to. I don't know how to act. I think I would really upset myself not knowing how to act.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a strip club, I don't know where to look either. I'd feel like if you're like staring at way, but then I feel like if you're not looking, then fucking hell, what they up there for?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can't win, Chris.
Exhausting.
Listen, there's enough people who go to strip bars. They don't miss you.
Yeah. No, well, you know, I'm sure they do. I'm a fun guy. I've got a lot to offer.
No disrespect to male strippers as well, but I felt like I really put them down there. I didn't mean to. Maybe it's the one I saw was just not very nice. Maybe I should try.
But no,
more.
It is what it is. I don't think you can say no disrespect to male strippers. I think you can not like...
I'd rather watch a female stripper.
Not like their profession.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have I ever told you when Carl Hutchinson accidentally had to share a dressing room with a male stripper before?
No.
Have I never told you this?
I know. How do I not know this?
So he was in... So recently he was in the comedy club in Birmingham.
Is it recent? Is
no,
that
no,
why?
No. Recently we were in Birmingham on my tour and we walked past where it was.
Hmm.
You know me night off I had in Birmingham? We
oh,
all went
yeah,
out for
yeah.
a drink. And we walked past and he was going, it was in there where it happened. So he was getting ready to go on stage. Was it he came off stage or he was getting, I think he was getting ready to go on stage. The Carl was the headline act. He was getting ready to go on stage. But straight after him, in another room, was a stripper in this sort of bar thing.
Right.
A male stripper. And Carl was standing getting ready for his set and the male stripper was getting ready for his set in another room. So Carl's standing ready to go on and the stripper's just there. Oiled up in the room where Carl's like going through his material,
yeah.
Watching porn on his phone, just wanking.
Shut up.
Yeah. And Carl was like, "You all right, mate?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm just getting ready. I'm on in a minute." And he's just standing
no!
wanking. And apparently afterwards, the promoter emailed Carl saying, "How was the gig? Was everything okay?" And Carl's like, "Yeah, gig was great. Room was brilliant. Audience were great. Stripper wanking off while I was in my dressing room. Wasn't great." And apparently the promoter just texts back saying, "Fuck's sake."
That's awful.
Carl's exact words were, worst dressing room I've ever had. I'm just in there getting ready, and there's just a stripper there just getting his knob ready for his gig.
Jesus Christ. So he had a full-on erection for being a stripper.
He's got it. You know, you can't go out, you know, with a shrivel on. You've got to get the blood pumping, haven't you? I imagine so.
I'd feel much more offended by a hard penis than a
flaccid I imagine
penis.
It's got to be sort of semi. It's got to be camera ready. I imagine. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine if you were a stripper, and you had an erection, and you went out, and you seen everyone. You just
went down. Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, it doesn't like us.
This is the hen. Hey, Mr. Stripper, this is the hen.
Someone get his phone.
Has he got 4G? Did you get 4G? Get his porn back on. Go on.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear the smelly, moldy cum rag?
100%. I've been waiting.
I think we've had similar before, but you know, you can't beat smelly, moldy cum rag.
Smelly, moldy cum rag.
Smelly cum rag, smelly, moldy cum rag.
Did I tell you what's so weird about this?
What?
Smelly, moldy cum rag. What's it? What's...
Smelly, moldy cum rag.
Yeah, it's so strange. You know, like synchronicity and stuff. Because I've got you saved in my phone as that.
Great. You commented that on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I've heard that before. Love repeating your material.
Not everyone has seen that, so I'll put it on here.
Right,
great. Gag for everyone else.
Oh, this is what he does. You know, this is what people, what's it like being married to a comedian? Do you laugh all the time? No, I hear the same stories 27 times.
At least I know.
And all he does is just sees who laughs at stuff. And if people laugh, writes it in his little phone. At least. That got a laugh.
At least I know the facts of my stories. At least I don't go, I saw this thing, don't know what it was called. So I don't know where that was. Can't remember. I Google it. Italian salt cup. Wait there, everyone's gone. Everyone's gone. Audience have left. Because your knob wasn't ready.
Right. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous. Mm-hmm. I'm emailing in after this week's episode where the girl left a tampon down a one-night stand's bed.
Cracking.
Honestly, this is the best job in the world.
It really is.
Isn't it, though?
Cracking job.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I love this.
I currently do believe that I have the best job ever because this is so much fun and I know I take the piss out of you, but I do love you very much.
Thank you.
And I've come to really enjoy you and respect your comedy over the years as well.
Right, great.
Like you're doing really well for yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
And we get to do all this and it's hilarious and people love it. And like I say, last week I called it, we called it Kegs Full of Cat and it was top of the podcast chart, Spotify and Apple, above all kind of political podcast. I was mortified but buzzing at the same time because I love everyone who listens. I think these are all brilliant. And then the other night, I got sent, because I'm on the Taskmaster podcast. The other night, I put the kids to bed, and then I was like, oh, got to go down and do some work now. And my work involved going to the fridge, opening a beer, sitting down, and watching the new episode of Taskmaster. A week before it goes on the telly. I was like,
you're laughing your head off. I'm looking forward to what
Get on the new season of Taskmaster. Amazing lineup. Uh-huh. Really, really great
Isn't
show.
Isn't Sarah Milliken in it?
Sarah Milliken.
I can't believe she's never done it.
Yeah. Sarah Milliken, Dara O'Brien.
He's never done it either.
Nah. John Kearns, Munya and Fern Brady.
Oh, nice.
You know Munya, who does all the mint videos?
Yes, is that the Scottish lass?
Fern is the Scottish lass,
I've seen some of her videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very, very good.
Well, okay, I'm looking forward to that. Right, back to Smelly Moldy Cum Rag.
Yes, back to
Can't
Smelly
believe
Moldy
you
Cum Rag.
Got well off that. I never thought I'd have done anything gross enough to...
Keep me up, love. Keep me up.
You know who's keeping me up.
Yeah.
It's not ye.
Yeah.
Rafe. It's not my firstborn. It's Rafe. Guantanamo Bay in that bedroom.
Yeah, pulling your hair.
And pulls me hair, but I'm weaning him off.
You're weaning him off there.
He fights us in the middle of the night for me hair. It's ridiculous.
I've moved beds full time again.
Oh, man.
Every 5 minutes during the night, it's off me hair, Rafe. Off me hair. No, off mummy's hair. I'm moving. This is a fucking nightmare, by the way.
You think it's a nightmare? Oh, I'm goosed.
Pray for me.
Right, so listen. Never thought I have done anything gross enough to email in, but I was in the car listening and gasped.
Gasped.
Because I remembered this story.
Uh-huh.
I was around 17 with my first ever boyfriend.
Okay.
At that age, you can imagine, very... It says very horn.
Very horn.
But I think they mean horny. Very horn.
Very horn. Much sex.
I'm so horn right now. I love it.
Very horn, much sex, soldiers. Just soldiers.
Every week after college, he would come to my house and we'd get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Remember that, man? Remember that being young, being just like, where we're going to shag? Where is it? Just a boyfriend, girlfriend when you were younger.
You just had nowhere else going on.
Come on, where we're going
all
to
the
shag.
Time in the world.
Yeah, crazy.
We had a sad conversation the other night about like when we used to go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning after a film and then roll out of bed at 11 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, you didn't roll anyway, mate. You didn't roll anyway. I rolled out of bed. I went to the kitchen. I made us some breakfast. Mum was sat in that bed and watched the next few episodes or whatever we're watching. What a life.
Good times.
Good times.
So you come down to my house. Every week after college, you come down to my house and we get down to business. Being away from each other for a week at a time, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Very horn.
Very horn.
When we both finished our business, I'd use an old pillowcase to clean things up.
Sorry. Why?
And store it under my bed until the next time he came around.
Horrendous.
We broke up after a year. Oh,
so it was a year's worth.
Yeah.
Oh, why isn't... Get some kitchen roll. Just buy some kitchen roll, some wipes.
A toilet roll would make more sense, Chris. Anyways, 6 months after we broke up, my mum came to me and said, your bedroom is absolutely stinking and for the life of us, I can't find the source.
Brilliant.
I had no idea what could have been smelling, as I thought it was completely fine, nose blind.
Yeah, she's nose blind to it. But let's be honest here, someone who uses a pillowcase to wipe up all of that and then just hoys it under a bed for a year and a half, could be anything in that room.
Yeah, that's
could
true.
Be a fucking yogurt pot behind the radiator. Yeah. Anything. Dirty, dirty, horrible. I'm not finished. Dirty, horrible, filthy pig.
Yeah, good.
Carry on.
So we went to B&M, bought loads of nice smelly bits for my bedroom. The smell still didn't go away.
Well, no, you're just covering it
apparently.
Up. You're just covering it up.
Covering it up.
As my old PE teacher used to say, go in the shower, lads. Don't just hide deodorant on because all you're doing is covering up the smell.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Fast forward to the summer before I went to university, I decided to clean my bedroom. This is another 6 months later.
2 years.
I looked under my bed and there it was. A mouldy, green, smelly pillow sheet under my bed. Smelly
God almighty.
It was rock hard and absolutely stank. I realised a year and a half after we broke up, that's what was making the smell.
Sorry. Why didn't her or her fucking born idol mother look under the bed?
I don't bring our mum into this.
No, sorry.
It's her. She's 17 years. She's nearly 19 years old.
Sorry. What did you do? What possible? I'm so apoplectic with rage. What did you do to look around that bedroom? Did they go in and stand on the bed and just turn around 360 degrees? Just a hand on their brow like a sailor looking out to sea.
What could it possibly be?
Oh, well, I've had a good look. Did you go down on all fours and look under the bed? Yeah, are you both thick?
That's not nice.
I'm sorry. I've got no sympathy for these people. You just didn't know what it was. 6 months later, I had another look. Didn't know what it was. The seasons changed once more. And once again, it was summer. 6 months later, I had one more look. I decided to finally look under the largest piece of furniture in the bed, which historically has a large space underneath it where a human body could possibly fit. Why I'd never looked here before then is just strange.
How would
to
you
me.
Not remember as well that you've got a pillowcase under there that like you're said, wiping like human said, dirty, excrement off?
Dirty, horrible pig. Like I said, dirty, horrible pig.
Oh, no, listen.
No, dirty, horrible pig. No, I like literally, it could be anything. Could be anything.
Well, the smell in my bedroom my mum had been complaining about for over a year was the smelly mouldy come round. I was so embarrassed. I put it in a bin bag with loads of other stuff I was throwing away so no one would ever find it. I told my mum that the smell was a mouldy banana I left in my old college bag so I didn't have to explain.
And her mum went, standard. Standard for you, dirty pig.
I am so ashamed as I'm normally a very clean person.
No, you're not. Because A, of the story we've just heard. B, the fact that you cover. Imagine that sentence. Mom, you know that smell that's been lingering for 2 years. Oh, yeah. What was it? Oh, it's mouldy banana in a bag. Oh, well, we got to the bottom of that, didn't we? Oh, yeah. Can't wait to make the Netflix documentary about this. I hope there are a few series.
Did you make a nice loaf of banana bread?
Oh, aye.
Anyways, love you both so much and can't wait to see you on tour next November in Cardiff.
Can't wait to fucking smell you in the crowd. You'll be the one with a big green steam coming off you, will you? Like a fucking cartoon dog.
Stop it. This is just coming from the cleanest man in Britain. I genuinely possibly could have been in her same position. Under my bed was rotten.
Yeah. that's just
not cum rags.
2 years. 2 years of not going. Should we just look under the bed? Pointless. No.
You ever moved a
no
bed
time.
Though?
No time.
How much dust is under a bed? It's shocking.
Yeah. But just look under the bed. Like, what's wrong with
everyone? You don't have a brain like everybody else. I probably wouldn't have looked under the bed. Honestly, I put myself in the same... As a person, I smell really nice. My belongings probably...
Can you remember the time in our old house where you got an entire carpet taken out of the room because you thought the carpet stank, but it was actually a wicker basket in the corner of the room? Have we ever spoke about that?
Yes, I think we did. It was on the podcast.
Fuming.
It was jute. I'll never buy anything jute as long as I live. Yeah. I can jute off as far as I'm concerned.
Honestly, where it happened.
Four of them jute baskets
from
IKEA. To be honest, I love IKEA, we've just got some wardrobes, but the fucking baskets can go fuck themselves. Got a full carpet ripped out. I'll say this.
Honestly. Full carpet taken out.
Fortune.
Full carpet gone. Oh no, it was them baskets in the corner.
Should have just looked under the bed, shouldn't I?
Just.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This just starts with episode 155. Finding chewing gum is absolutely the worst, said Chris. You're not wrong there, pal.
This is great.
My partner and I went on holiday to Gran Canaria. We're in an open relationship and I go to sex clubs as I prefer anonymous sex, while my partner likes to meet people from apps.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was thrown in there.
It's just right there.
I'll be honest with you. I've been wrong-footed. That was thrown in there. Can you read it again? Because I was so shocked I didn't take any of that in.
My partner and I went on holiday to Gran Canaria.
Right.
We're in an open relationship.
Yeah.
I go to sex clubs as I prefer anonymous sex.
Got you.
While my partner likes to meet people from apps.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So one of them is very much glory hole. The other one is very much one night stand.
Yeah. Got pretty much.
Okay.
Whatever tickles your pickle.
Yeah.
One night, I came back to the hotel after a night of sex club shenanigans. And we started to have some fun as we were both in the mood.
What?
So he's been out
right to
his sex club and he's come back.
Christ alive.
So they've still got an active sex life.
Active sex life? Fucking couple of Duracell bunnies? You're drinking vodka Red Bull? Must be.
He started to touch in between my buttocks. And then all of a sudden, he stopped and said, what's that?
Oh, Jesus.
I stopped too and had a feeling, was like, I don't know. I went to the bathroom and found out that chewing gum had somehow ended up in my hole, like right in between the cheeks. And I had to cut it out of my hairy hole with a pair of tiny scissors.
That's fucking disgusting.
I've
chewing gum in arse hair.
I've hypothesized.
Oh, God.
There are three ways this could have happened. One, I sat down on a bench with my cheeks spread unusually and sat in the gum.
Right, right. Definitely not that. I know where you've been, right? We know where you've been tonight. Don't worry about that. Oh, I fell. I fell on it. No, someone was having a good munch on your ass and chewing gum fell out and they were so embarrassed they didn't tell you. They just fucked off to somewhere, to another dark corner of the sex club.
Doctor, I was making an apple pie and I fell on an apple. Where were your trousers? Oh, I don't know. In all the commotion, they fell down. So you think it's that?
100%. Right. I sat on a bit. Shut up, man.
Right, well, he doesn't know, but two, he's saying someone was off their head while they were rimming me and forgot to spit it out before they started. Or three, and this is my least favourite option, someone put it there intentionally while I was in the sling.
Like, you know, you see people on film put it behind their ear or they put it somewhere, then they get it back. Just pop that there for a second. Right? I forgot my chew. They're on the way home. Oh, my chewing gum's still in that bloke's arse.
When do you grow up, though, really? Because somebody might have been behind him in that swing going, he's fucking hogging that swing.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Oink. Yeah.
Bit of Wrigley's.
Oh,
up
God.
Your wriggler.
Oh, it's horrible that way.
It says, it was a low point of my life and still makes me feel like a bit of a slag. We've booked again, though, and actually can't wait to go back.
Brilliant. Going to the sex club. Going to the sex club while your partner's out on an app and you're all fucking people. Then coming back and then like getting down doesn't make you feel like a slag, but finding chewing gum in your arse makes you feel like a slag. People's priorities and frames of reference are skewed in this world. Everyone needs a good fucking sit down.
Thing is, though, right? They're
not on some chewing gum. Don't sit on some chewing gum.
They're in an open relationship. Yeah, so obviously his partner wasn't like, what the fuck? Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine, right? if you imagine if you just had chewing gum in your arsehole.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot harder to explain away if you're not yeah. in an open relationship. At least they got, that's the thing. It's like, you got chewing gum in your arsehole? Oh, yeah, probably the sex club. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Not like, got chewing gum in your arsehole. I fell.
I swallowed it last week. Must have just come out.
Oh, it doesn't take 7 years to pass through here. That's still got flavour, that one. I was off this morning. It's all lies.
I'd be like, it's all Riff! It was the baby.
Honestly, I think I can say, hand on heart, I don't think having to cut chewing gum out my arse here is something I'm ever going to have to deal with.
No, we'll see. Never say never.
No, it's one of them things where I literally just...
If you're taking too long on that sex swing, right?
I had a lovely little happy thought thinking, yeah, I'll never have to do that. That's really nice. I'm Mate. Glad. Yeah.
Never
I'm
say glad. Never.
I might get like, you know how people get like live, laugh, love and that written on the wall and like motivational things. I might just start a range of motivational prints that you put up that just say, you might be having a bad day, but you've never had to cut strangers' chewing gum out of your arse.
That's the thing. It's a Hang stranger, isn't it? It's not even like your partner's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, and we'll be back all over you, up your bum like chewing gum, next week.
That's going to be when you cheers.
Up your bum like chewing
gum. Up your bum like chewing gum.
Up your bum like chewing gum. One. Yeah, merch available on the website.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.